my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. I'm your host, Kevin Fitch. So many times during my days as a teacher, I find myself saying or doing things that I would ordinarily never say or do. No, not the things one should never say or do as a teacher. It's just that as a teacher, we sometimes have to become different characters, channel different personalities. We have to do whatever it takes to reach and teach the kids. For instance, when I'm at the smart board guiding the class through an interactive educational game like those offered on Kahoot, which, by the way, is a great place to find educational games for your class, I can easily become Vanna White. Most of us know Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune, but if you don't, her sole purpose on the show is to unveil the letters on the puzzle board as contestants call them out. And so, my sole purpose during many interactive educational games is to reveal the answers to the questions that are asked. No, I don't have the flourish and style that Vanna White does. Some would say that's because I don't have flourish and style. But I do. My style has evolved over the years and can change from day to day, even hour to hour. Sometimes I'll use my snowman pointer to tap the right answers, sort of like Vanna White. Sometimes the kids will shout out an answer and they'll get Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society. Nope, ding, wrong answer, try again. Now, smart aleck responses like that can sometimes throw the kids off, especially at the beginning of the year. But generally it keeps them on their toes. And when they understand it's all in fun, they embrace the characters and quotes and taglines that I use in class. Using movie quotes in class is usually solid gold, and one of my favorites is Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own. There's no crying in baseball. I'll change it up a bit, so it goes like this. Do we have homework tonight, Mr. Fitch? There's no homework in fifth grade. We laugh, and then I give them their homework assignments. Are we going to have an extra recess today, Mr. Fitch? There's no recess in fifth grade. We laugh, and then we go out to recess. Eventually, the kids make it their own. I'll say, get out your math books. And they'll all say, there's no math in fifth grade. Stuff like this is always good for a laugh. We laugh together, and so we build relationship and community. Now, if I'm feeling a little eccentric during a teaching day, another character I can easily channel is Willy Wonka, the Gene Wilder version. I'll pepper the day with quotes like, so much time, so little to do. Wait a minute, strike that, reverse it, thank you. Or I'll try this. The suspense is terrible. I hope it lasts. Most kids have seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory a million times, so they get it. They laugh, and our day is a little lighter, a little easier. I found that the best time to hit the kids with a humorous quote or a tagline is when they're especially grumpy. When it's time for a test, they'll all moan and groan and say, tests are stupid. And I'll respond with, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. When someone does something exceptional, I'll say, you rule. And always they'll respond by saying, this isn't Burger King, Mr. Fitch. When someone's making bad choices and there's a consequence they don't like and they're complaining, I'll say, school is like Burger King. You made the choice, so have it your way. One of my all-time favorites is this. Maybe a lot of kids have had a hard time during the day, Maybe there's been conflict with other kids, or they don't get the grade they wanted on a test, or it's just been a bad day. At the very end of the day, I'll play Let It Go from Frozen. The kids will moan and groan and say, "This is stupid, it's for little kids." And then in 30 seconds or so, they'll all start singing along. And then when the dismissal bell rings and they're walking out the door, I'll say, "Let it go," to the kids who struggle during the day. And usually I'll get a smile, or at least a little smirk. After a few weeks of this, the kids will flip the script on the let it go thing. If they see me having a bad day, and they do see and notice everything about their teachers, they'll tell me to let it go, Mr. Fitch. And I'll smile or wink. And so we strengthen our community. Because when you build community and relationship with your class, they'll do the hard things you ask of them. They'll take a 90-minute state test in excruciating silence, and at the end of it, they'll say, "Hey, Mr. Fitch, I'm loving it." So, my teacher friends, what are you going to do to reach and teach the kids in your class today? Who are you going to become to make their day amazing? If you want to support this podcast, head over to our website at rss.com/5minutes of sunshine. There you'll find the donate button. It'll take you to the Buy Me a Coffee app where you can give whatever you'd like. You're the boss. Thanks again for listening. I'm going to change it up a bit this week and drop new episodes on Mondays and Fridays from now on. I hope these 5 minutes of sunshine are encouraging you to keep on doing the best job in the world, teaching. See you again next time on 5 minutes of sunshine for teachers.